MoneyWeb now on the money.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting now with Errol Smart, CEO of Orion Minerals. Errol, good to chat again. You made the announcement yesterday around the capital raise that you had been doing. It was 7.7 million Australian dollars. That's around 92 million ZAR. The difference here is rather than going to the sort of traditional big asset managers and investors, you actually did this via the sort of smaller mom and pop investors in Australia and South Africa. And we're hugely successful. What, 513 million shares issued?
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Good chatting again. It was actually a two-step process. The 92 million ZAR was done via institutional investors. Mm-hmm. Again, majority South African, and we actually announced this morning that Fairtree Asset Management out of the Cape have become a substantial shareholder as part of that. But then we followed it up with a instrument that's commonly used in Australia, a share purchase plan, where all your retail investors get an opportunity to participate. And commonly you do it as a follow-on to a capital raise, and you offer all your shareholders the chance of following on the same terms as the new shareholders that have come in. And we just realized we were getting a lot of questions from our retail shareholders, and 95% of them are South African. And saying, you know, we get excluded, we being those investors that are really supportive on the JSE, they get excluded from the opportunity when we do capital raises, so they can only buy on market, whereas the institutional investors put the money into the company and the company gets the benefit of it. So we've found a way of offering it on the JSE. We are dual listed, of course, so you're getting South African investors buying into an Australian company trading both on the Australian Stock Exchange and the JSE. And it was very well taken up, and it shows the appetite of South African retail investors.
It absolutely does. And your Fairtree, which of course is not on the JSE yet because the JSE is not yet awake, but out in ASX, they've up to stake 6.34%. The South African register, you say that there's actually more shareholders because, of course, it's dual listed, but most of them are sitting in South Africa rather than in Australia.
Yeah, as of this morning, we are 50% JSE, 50% ASX, but the JSE is really the South Africans. The foreigners all hold via the Australian Stock Exchange, and the South Africans hold via the JSE.
Okay. No, I suppose it makes some sense, but it is, as I said, ultimately, the shareholders are shareholders. Interesting to see where they come from. What are the plans for the process? I mean, you've got the assets in the Northern Cape. You've chatted before. I mean, we know that the minerals are there. That is not the challenge. We've been mining in that part of the country for forever and a day, copper, zinc, other different minerals as well. Your plans for the proceeds?
Yeah, look, we're busy finalizing our two bankable feasibility studies for both Prieska and OKIP in the next month or two. Those will be going out, and then we're already in discussions with the financing institutions, the banks, the streaming finance people, royalty finance, offtake-related finance. So there's a bit of a grind that a person has to go through now to secure the total finance. And this gave us the money to continue the work. You know, we've established the mine site at Prieska. You know, I was just reading with interest this morning how Harmony have got grant funding from the Queensland government in Australia. So you've got a South African company that goes over to Australia, gets 250 million rands worth of grant funding from the Queensland government to establish a mine site. Well, you know, that's what we've had to do ourselves in the Northern Cape. We've had to raise the money, and, you know, some of that is coming from the proceeds of this, and continue that establishment. And we're almost complete. The next step now is simply just building a concentrator plant and getting into production. So we're keeping all of that process going. And, of course, we've been drilling some absolutely incredible and very exciting drill results at OKIP. And we wanted to keep that drilling going. We are keeping a couple of drilling rigs going, and we're doing some really exciting geophysical work. And that's the opportunity in South Africa. You know, South Africa has got the missed opportunity because it hasn't applied technology to the exploration and growth. So, yeah, we're very happy that we've got this money in the till. We went into the quarter with a good financial position, and having added another $11.3 million, we're in a very strong position to take it forward while we do this negotiation and finalizing the project finance.
Yeah, because the bankable feasibility study, which is it's not just words thrown around. I mean, this actually is a part of the sort of mining codes in terms of what it is. That's kind of the last step. I mean, not right. Now, once you've got that, now you've got to go and as you say, sign all those contracts and stuff. I mean, what sort of timelines are we looking from this part of the process to getting the funding, assuming all goes smoothly?
Simon, you know, that's one of those questions about how long's a piece of string. It's about the appetite of these guys and Christmas coming and the uncertainty of geopolitical circumstances. It can happen in as short as 60 to 90 days. It can take 6 months. And that's the uncertainty that we had to make sure that we were insured against.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to have to rush it. And then, you know, we've got one hand tied behind our back. So we needed to make sure that we well financed for at least 12 months, which we are. And now we can talk from a position of relative strength to these financiers.
Got your point. And that was my next question. How long does your current funding, 12 months, which gives you, as you say, a nice bit of time there to manage the process? We'll leave it there. That's Errol Smart. He's CEO Orion Minerals as they just raise a whole bunch of cash to keep them going as they talk to those lenders. The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.